So I was born in Bulgaria some time ago. When I look back, I just cannot separate my life from the politics and the political situation in Bulgaria when I was born there. Bulgaria was a communist country since 1944 until 1989. We lived like in a monastery, just completely cut from the rest of the world. No information what is happening outside, no possibility to travel abroad, especially not to the West. My father was prosecuted by the communists at the beginning when people didn't know what is this regime about. So they thought that they can criticize the government and tell them what is wrong and what is. And it turns out that nobody actually wants to know what people think. So he was prosecuted. And we didn't have money, but nobody had money at that time, apart from a few people from the government, of course. So it was like a happy life because you don't care about anything. So everybody knows that the communism collapsed, started in the Soviet Union, started in Poland actually, and then in Soviet Union and all the events that followed. But probably not everybody knows that it was terrible crisis, especially in Bulgaria, because the communists actually robbed the country. They robbed the public funds. They robbed the banks because they put people in the banks that didn't have proper license. So this was specially arranged to take the savings from the people. And one day, so the things were going quite bad. And then one day, the currency devaluated so much that not 10 times, not 100 times, but thousands of times. So $1 cost 3,000 leva against 3 leva before. So you can imagine what situation it was. But one day my boss said, "Listen, you cannot continue like that. Just take your child and go abroad." So that in one place in Northern Ireland they look for people with my qualification and are interested in things that I'm doing. So I applied, although it was like a joke. I never believed that it's going to happen. And they said, "Come to interview." But so they went out and said, "Okay, congratulations, we are taking you." So it was like I wasn't myself, just could not believe. So I had brilliant job, interesting, with very high salary. So I have everything, but I didn't have something very important, and it was the human contact. So the first 2 years, it was a real nightmare for you, culture shock and terrible loneliness. I just didn't know anything about the society. The only people who approached me were people from the church, the churches. But I'm not particularly religious, so it wasn't of interest. So I didn't know anything about the culture. Then one day, the then chair of the Multicultural Forum, Kosovo Multicultural Forum, who this year will be 20 years old, she approached me and said, "Why don't you come and see other people?" So I went to one or two events, which was absolutely fantastic, very well organized. And gradually, I became a member of this Causeway Multicultural Forum, and now I try to do everything possible to help people who were in similar situation as me when I arrived the first 2 years. So I'm still here in Northern Ireland, which is my second home, because I go to Bulgaria as well, live there for 6 months and then come back for 6 months. I'm a pensioner now, but still working. And I start to enjoy many things in Northern Ireland. I met people who I really love, and I think that Northern Ireland is the most charitable country in the world,